reading to you from 16th chapter of John in verse 31. Jesus answered him, "Do you now believe? Behold, an hour is coming, and has already come for you, to be scattered each to his own home, and to leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace, and in the world you have tribulation. But take courage, I have overcome the world." Good evening, my dear listening friends. Again, this is Evangelist Cecil Moe. And as you know, I'm a converted alcoholic. Gave my heart to Christ over 51 years ago in a pastor's home in Seattle, Washington. 1 year later, God called me to preach, and I've been having a good time ever since. Friends, listen, God's got something in store for every one of us. Oh, friends, Jesus is coming back real soon. Don't know when, and I wouldn't be stupid enough to even speculate, but he is coming back. Listen, why don't you just kick off your slippers, sit back and relax, pour you a glass of iced tea or a cup of hot coffee, and let's see what the Lord has for us, okay? Friends, if you have your Bibles with you, turn with me to the 19th chapter of John, and let's begin reading with the 19th verse. And Pilate wrote an inscription also, and put it on the cross, and it was written, "Jesus the Nazarene, the King of the Jews." Therefore his inscription, many of the Jews read, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it was written in Hebrew, Latin, and in Greek. And so the chief priests of the Jews were saying to Pilate, "Do not write, 'The King of the Jews,' but that he said, 'I am the King of the Jews.'" Pilate answered, "Why, I have written what I have written, I have written." And friends, that's what we're going to use for our title, "What I Have Written, I Have Written." This was Pilate's last act at the crucifixion. And beloved, I want you to know, if it were not for the love of God, there would have been no crucifixion. It was because he loved us is the reason that he had to suffer the pain and humiliation that he went through. But here's what they did. He places a title on the cross. "This is Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." Well, listen, dear friends, the protests of the priest. Pilate's response, "What I have written, I have written." Hey, you know what that tells me? These are words of regret. This man made the most horrible decision of his life. You remember Judas Iscariot. He had walked with Jesus for 3 years and with the apostles. And when it come right down to it, he turned his back on the Lord. And you think he went out and he repented, but it was too late to repent of his salvation. He died. Oh, but listen. Pilate had made a terrible, terrible wrong decision. He had been put to life's greatest test, and he failed. Let me ask you this, dear friends. How do you feel about Jesus tonight? Are you giving him lip service? Are you telling him you love him? And then going out and living for the devil. Friends, one of the great sins of our world today is not only homosexuality, but it's our young kids, young kids shacking up and not getting married. What a terrible mistake. And you know, it's all over America today, all over the world. You see, the homosexuals and the lesbians are telling us that was the way God chose them to be. Well, that is a lie out of hell. Now, Pilate made a terrible decision, and he regretted it. He had allowed others to influence him wrongly. He had chosen to please the crowd instead of Jesus. You know, friends, the other day in prison, a man walked up to me, said, "Do you remember me well? I see so many thousands of people and over years." "No, I didn't remember him." He said, "Well, you know, I was in Sterling State Penitentiary. You and your group come there, and there's where he found the Lord." And I said, "Well, what are you doing in a rescue mission?" "Well," he said, I haven't really got on my feet yet." I said, "Are you living for the Lord?" He said, "Yes, I am." "Well," I said, "that's all that's important, whether you're in a rescue mission, wherever, just live for the Lord." Well, old Pilate, he'd chosen to please the crowd instead of Jesus. And let me tell you, friends, I tell these young inmates, men and women, if you don't give your heart to Jesus while you're here, incarcerated in prison, and you go back into the world, 85% of you will be back. It's stats that can't be, they're true. See, what they do when they get back out, they go back to the old crowd and they make bad decisions. Well, Pilate had chosen to please the crowd instead of Jesus. Hey, there was no way he could undo the wrong decisions. It's important to make right choices to avoid eternal regret. How many times, and I tell them down the other night at the Denver Rescue Mission, oh, we were packed out. And I said, "Did you know what? Right now, there's not one of you in here that God does not love. Not one of you. I don't care what you've done. He loves you. Now, he does not love your sins, but he loves you, a sinner." And you know, Jesus even loves you tonight. You say, "Cecil, I'm not a Christian." I don't care. God still loves you. And but he given you a solution if you will repent. Otherwise, godly sorrowful for your sins, and you're willing to tell him that you're a sinner. And the Bible said, we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God, which we all have. The only sinless person on this earth was Jesus. And did you know what? He was tempted to sin just like you and I. The only difference is he didn't sin. Now, these are words of wrath, facts about Pilate. He was a governor of Judea. He was hated by the Jews, and he hated them also. He made Caesarea Philippi his royal city, not Jerusalem. He should have been in Jerusalem. Can you imagine them? You know what? There's so many Bush haters in the world today. It has divided our country right down the middle. That's right. Now, World War II, if you recall, you older people, I recall the day that the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor. I was listening to a church service. In fact, Bill Elton, my old buddy, he was there in that service. And I was home on a Davenport listening. And they come up and notified Dr. Ted Anderson that the chaps had attacked us. Boy, I'll never forget that as long as I live. What a day. And my stars, our men and our women started going down and joining. People were getting drafted because they loved their country. Did you know America was never so connected in this time than right now, during World War II? They rationed gas, they rationed meat, they rationed sugar, they rationed coffee. The women went in the shipyards and the airplanes, and they making airplanes, flying airplanes. Women did a tremendous thing, but you know what? We're beginning to feel that problem. You know, women should be in homes. Oh, no, you say, so I've got to make a living for my wife, for my kids. My husband can't make enough. Well, I can say this. If you were doing what you ought to be staying home with your kids. That's why our kids are watching pornography on computers. This is why they're getting in trouble. There's no mom. Hey, when I was a little kid, during the Depression, I recall I used to have to walk about a mile to a little country one-horse school. And I'd come home, me and my sis, and I could smell that bread that Mama just baked, and get that homemade peach jam. Oh, what a happy time. Happy to come home and see my mom waiting for us. Some of our poor kids don't have that anymore. I'm so glad I was raised on a wheat and cattle ranch. We never had toys. We made our own... Excuse me. We made our own toys. We didn't have any. But, oh, listen, we were happy. Today, our kids, I feel honestly, my heart goes out to them. Well, every once a year, Pilate would come to the Passover as a show of power. He feels he has been prodded into this unjust decision, and he had a decision to make. He examined Jesus and found no fault in him. He tried to be neutral. He washed his hands. He knows now that neutrality failed. Jesus being crucified. Angry at the crowd for their words. Angry at himself for his weakness. Some will be eternally angry over wrong decisions in life. You know, you say, Cecil, don't you ever get tired of telling people about the love of God? Oh, dear friends, I sure don't. All I got to do is shut my eyes and remember when I would get thrown in jail or I'd get beat up by a police officer because I'd fight back. I had nothing but fear in my heart. I feared death. Oh, I knew I was going to hell. You think that wasn't a burden on my heart? Well, friends, today, decisions determine destiny. You have to decide for Christ. Now, these are words of review. All the events of the past hour rush through Pilate's mind. He must have reviewed every detail again and again. The attitude of his prisoner. The advice of his dear wife. Friends, I told you years and years ago, when I was pastoring a church, I had to work to make a living. I had to roof. That was my trade. So my wife and my children got in our boat, and we left Anacortes. We went about 35, 40 miles. My two other sons took the tar kettle on the ferry, and they went over there, and we did the job. And 2 days later, when the job was finished, we got ready to come back. And I told my wife, well, I said, you go back on the ferry with the boys and the girls, and I'll take the boat back. The waves were 9 and 10 foot tall. She said, Cecil, don't you take that boat in that water. You come back later and bring the boat back. My wife gave me real, real sound advice. But Cecil did not take it, nor did Pilate take his wife's advice. And I ended up shipwrecked on a deserted island. I sure did. Bet your life, and the Coast Guard, of all service in the world that I made fun of, was the Coast Guard. I called them shallow water sailors. I take off my hat to the Coast Guard of America. Have you ever been down to Astoria or Newport and seen what those guys do? They go out in heavy seas, 40-foot waves, and those boats they go in actually can turn over. And they can come and right themselves. No, I tell you, I might take off my hat to our Coast Guard in America. But I did not take my wife's advice. Very expensive. I was made fun of. I was a pastor in the city, and they said, oh, the preacher got shipwrecked. Well, what was the cry of the crowd? He would like to call time back again and have a replay, but guess what? It was too late. What he had done, he had done. What he had written, he has written. Do you remember Herodias? And she said, oh. He said, well, what do you want, honey? She said, would you cut John the Baptist's head off? Well, hey, listen, he made a decree. He couldn't renege. He couldn't go back on it. He said, all right, cut off the man's head. And they did cut his head off. Bad, bad decision that Herodias made. Listen, there are no replays in this life. You can see replays on football and basketball and sports. but not in life. But, whoop, let me give you some good news. There is forgiveness tonight. You say, Cecil, you don't know what a mess I am in. No, I really don't. But I do know this. There's forgiveness. I don't care what you've done. You say, but I'm a Christian. I should know better. Yes, you should. You sure should. But if you're a Christian, you know what it says in 1 John. That we're to go back and confess our sins to Him. And He is faithful and just to forgive us all our sins. My stars in the morning. What a problem Pilate had. No, he would not take any advice. He was spineless. The people said, no, crucify him. Well, he regretted. Oh, he definitely regretted what he did. But I'm going to tell you right now, he has more regret today in hell. Oh, friends, listen. There's an opportunity tonight, even for a new start for you. Yes, there is. How do I know? Well, John 3:16, for God so loves you that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That's what happened to me the morning I fell upon my knees in a, I'm sorry to say, a drunken condition. I'd wept till there was no more tears. And the preacher kept saying, Cecil, God loves you. Jesus died for you. He wants to save you. I didn't believe what the preacher said, but I wanted to believe it. You see, I'm a head believer. I know there's a God. I knew there was a Jesus, but I did not think that Jesus loved alcoholics. Maybe tonight you've been unfaithful to your wife, or you've been unfaithful to your husband, and it's tearing you up. It's tearing you up. Well, then you need to come to Jesus and settle it. If you haven't been saved, and you can only be saved once, you come to Jesus and you tell him that you're a sinner and that you're sorry and that you want Jesus to come into your heart and save you and give you eternal life. That would be the new start, a new beginning in your life. See, the death of Jesus offers opportunity for a life changing decision. Right now, today is the day of salvation. Trust Jesus today and be free. I mean free, and salvation is free. No charge, no cost. You can't earn it, you can't buy it, you can't work it up. And you know, it's a gift of God. Hey friends, you know what a gift is? It's, if I say I'm going to give you $100 gift, I'll bet you a nickel you'd stick your hand out and I'd give you that $100. That was a gift. You didn't earn it. I just gave it to you out of my heart. That's what God did when he sent Christ into the world to die for us. He did it because he loved us. And he wanted us to have peace and joy. He wants to fellowship with us someday on the other side of eternity, where there be no more tears, no more sorrow, no more heartache. Oh, friends, don't you want that? No matter what you have written, he today will take you in and give you eternal life. You know, maybe you're here tonight and you're saying, Cecil, you're right. I have sure wrecked my life. I've done just exactly like that crazy pilot did. And I'm dealing with eternal truths right now. And I know I'm not ready to die. I know I'm not born again. And you say, Cecil, that if I pray the sinner's prayer with a repentant heart, he'll give me a new life. Absolutely. I guarantee it. All right, if you've never prayed this prayer and you'd like to accept Jesus and you feel a real knocking on your heart's door, bow your head with me right now and pray this powerful prayer. Dear Lord, I know that I'm a sinner and I'm so sorry. Lord, I'm repenting and turning my back on the old way of life. Lord, come in and be my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Listen, if you prayed that prayer, I'd like to hear from you. 303-471-8534. Call me. Tell me about your decision. I won't jump on you. I won't use your name on the air. I won't sit down and write and ask you for any money. I don't care where you go to church. Oh, I'm concerned where you spend eternity. Beloved, I'm waiting for your call. If you can't afford to make the call me collect. I'll accept the charges. 303-471-8534. I'm waiting to hear from you. Friends, for the past half hour, your host has been Evangelist Cecil Moe. I do hope and pray that we said something that will help you. Oh, listen, God loves you. I know life is rough, but oh, I'd rather be a Christian and go through life and be lost and go to hell. He loves you. Don't forget to tell him you love him. He loves to hear that. That's what he used to come out in the garden in fellowship with Adam and Eve. in the cool of the evening, but they broke that fellowship. That's why Jesus had to come in and die for us, to get us reinstated. Well, listen, until this time next Sunday night, be sure and pray for me and my wife and my team as we get ready for our women's work. Pray that God will give us the health to do the job. So we'll see you this time next Sunday night. Be good to your neighbors. Stay sweet. Keep looking up for this wonderful, wonderful Jesus. He's coming soon. Good night, and may God bless you real, real good.